I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, I had an unusual for me experience this week. I joined a theater full of screaming Marvel fans at an event in the Egyptian Theater on Hollywood Boulevard, in which Marvel announced what is called Phase 3. It's interesting that I was invited to this event because I wasn't even aware there was a Phase 1 or Phase 2, but it's suffice it to say.
Did you wear your Black Widow outfit?
I did not, and suffice it to say I learned more about Marvel in that presentation than I've learned in the previous years of my life, but they did announce big news.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they have now slated all of their superhero movies through 2019, they're going to have a Captain America 3, an Avengers 3 in two parts, a movie called Inhumans, a bunch of new movies slated.
Yeah, this is huge news. They packed this theater with fans, as I said. My colleague Boris Kitt was sitting next to me, hugely excited with every announcement as I sat there baffled. But there were interesting things even to somebody like me. For example, there's been a lot of question, when will there be a superhero of color in one of these movies? Marvel has answered that they will be out of the gate first with Black Panther, November 2017, and they had Chadwick Boseman there. He is a star who just played James Brown in Get On Up, and he was there to be the Black Panther, and so that question was addressed.
Marvel is actually going to be first out of the gate with their African-American superhero, beating the Warner Brothers DC title Cyborg by about a year. And I think that that's interesting because DC is going to have their Wonder Woman movie about a year before Marvel has their Captain Marvel movie, which they announced, which is a female-led superhero movie. So a little bit of diversity creeping into that superhero universe.
And you're alluding to a thing between Marvel, which is part of Disney, and the DC Comics still somewhat unbuilt empire, which is part of Warner Brothers. These are hugely important in this environment. These movies are huge franchise opportunities. Marvel has basically kind of patented the formula for that with the movies like Iron Man. They built out this universe, Avengers, Thor, Captain America, gradually built out the universe. It's been really a successful effort to create what I would say is the only live action brand in movies. If it says Marvel, there are a lot of fans who will show up on that alone. Warner, on the other hand, is trying to develop DC Comics into something similar, but it's a bigger challenge in a lot of ways. They have a different set of superheroes and a different set of challenges.
You know, Warner Brothers is clearly playing catch-up here. Marvel has been the leader in launching this universe, and then Warner Brothers looked at its library and said, listen, we've got some of these superheroes that are considered bigger draws than anything in the Marvel Universe. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, all of these characters that in the comic books, they were the A-list characters, but Marvel has really just blown past DC. Now you see Warner Brothers catching up, and if they have their way through 2020, they will have two movies a year that build out their own universe.
So by then, Marvel will have three movies a year, and obviously this is quite a glut of superhero and comic book heroes. And by the way, of course, Marvel and DC Comics, they're not the only ones in the game. You know, Sony still has Spider-Man, Fox still has X-Men and Fantastic Four, and Universal's trying to get in there with Monsters. And it's really kind of extraordinary in a business where the zeitgeist kind of dictates to some degree what people want to watch. To be booking movies as far ahead as this, that is something exceptional.
It begs the question, have we reached peak superhero?
That's Matt Bellany, executive editor of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.